Thank you. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the Head-On Radio Network.
Thank you. Thank you.
listening to The Horn, the Head-On Radio Network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
If Dan White could get away with eating Twinkies after shooting the mayor and a supervisor in San Francisco, this guy can get away with anything.
Yeah. I got hold of some psilocybin-laced peanut butter crackers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'll probably...
I thought he was the devil.
And the kid was just walking down the street.
Yeah. Literally, I mean, I've seen video. You probably have too. I've seen video footage of it, Jim. It was just, you know, that tan stuccoed kind of construction that you see all over Florida.
Yeah.
The young man had walked to 7-Eleven, Skittles, and a can of iced tea, and he was executed for it. You know, that's another one of those moments. Like, you know, the guy went hunting. He was executed.
Well, what I don't understand is, why didn't the guy regard the 911 dispatcher's admonition just to say, oh, we'll take care of it? I mean, obviously...
Well, he answered his own question. It's after she says, we need for you not to... Okay, we need for you not to do that. It's after that when he's sitting there and he says... And you can hear him beginning to seethe, Jim. He says, these assholes always get away. I mean, what? There's all kind. You know, maybe he was watching that Michael Douglas movie, and he was unduly influenced by it. Maybe he was watching. Maybe it had been a Michael Douglas movie, Charles Bronson movie, double feature earlier that day, and he was just predisposed toward. No, there's no way this guy is not lawyered up by now.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
It's not going to be some public defender.
You know, I just don't understand people like that. I mean, I've seen all those movies you're talking about, but they don't make me want to go outside and shoot somebody.
No, but that's because you have a healthy, functioning human brain. This guy is all lizard brain. He's all amygdala.
I don't know, Bob. I'll tell you, there's so many things that are happening bad around the world. I mean, this is in France with this guy with... to lose, to shot, have any children.
Yeah, and as I hotted up the mic, I guess they were still surrounding his place.
And they located him.
Yeah, and they said he was a member of, Al Qaeda. And then here's this one. I mean, this is one of those moments. Whatever his name was. Cross-matched to the name of an individual who had been imprisoned in Kandahar, who had escaped, get this, Jim, with 600 other prisoners. You remember the big prison escape a few months back?
Mm-hmm.
Inside job from the inside out?
Right.
This guy may have been one of the 600 that got out. And he had gone and he had killed 3 French paratroopers, all with the same weapon. And they had, and the 3 French paratroopers had either been black or Arabic.
Right.
And then he rode up to this school and started blowing away Jewish children.
And how many did he kill? 4?
4, I think. One child, he grabbed her by the hair. This is too much.
That's okay.
He grabbed her by the hair, tried to shoot her in the head. The gun misfired. He put that one away and shot her with the other one.
And then took pictures so he could watch.
Apparently so, yeah. You know, as David in Tennessee points out, Jim, the other big tell, so to speak, in the Martin case is that Zimmerman can be heard more than once saying, His hoodie's pulled up over his head. But it was raining.
Well, I mean, I have one of those jackets like that where you have a hood. I mean, big deal. I mean, he's using that as an excuse. I just don't understand that type of violence against another human being just because they're black or whatever. And just because he had a wild hair up his ass and he decided he was going to make one of those 911 calls a real reality that nobody...
Well, he's had 46 calls, and the cops come out, and it almost always turns out to be nothing, and they won't pay any attention to him, and he wants somebody to pay attention to him because he's important. He's the self-appointed neighborhood watch captain, doggone it. And he went to all the trouble of getting that concealed carry permit, and he's got him a shooting gun and everything.
Well, you know, normally, if you call more than a certain number of times for something like that, the police won't come. I mean, because you have a record, they've got a database right there. They see how many times you called, and if you, you know, for something like that, I'm surprised they would come.
Well, listen to the voice of the dispatcher when she says, "Are you following him? Okay, we need you not to do that." That's the voice of somebody who's dealt with this creep before.
You know, with this proliferation of handguns that face this, the people who are managed to obtain them, I mean, it's a pretty dangerous situation. I mean, it's just like Dark City.
It's a dangerous country. I mean, there's nowhere where you're safe.
No.
I mean, I'm more afraid of white folks with guns than I am the walking down a nighttime, you know, Ferg and I walked, I mean, you know your D.C., we walked from our hotel a block and a half down to a little Chinese carryout on the south end of Capitol Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's nothing there. But, no. You know, so-called blight.
Yeah, it's pretty much gone.
I wasn't worried about that. But I am scared to death of Jim Bob at Walmart deciding that I pose a threat, or my son poses a threat, or my daughter. Because I've seen him. I mean, you know, we live in the same general geographical area. I have seen these people marching into Walmart.